tell you, that's my heart's desire. It's more than anything, I want to make it. Thank God. I never will forget the night that I knelt on my knees back in 1974. This coming April will be 47 years.
Yes.
That I've been saved and serving the Lord. But somebody told me on the phone last night, says, you know, says, you and I, said the Lord, reached way, way down below the bottom to get you and I. And I said, you're right. And it was Brother Scotty Marshall, and he told me, he said, you know, Brother Tommy, he said, not one time in my life since the Lord saved me have I ever thought about going back or giving up or letting loose of my God. And I said, Brother Scotty, I haven't either. He said, I guess it's where the Lord brought us from, ain't it, Brother Tommy? And I said, yeah, Brother Scotty, it is. Because when God reaches way below the bottom and he lifts you up and he saves you, he brings you out of the mire, out of the clay, and out of sin and out of darkness. Why in the world would we ever even think and have a desire to give up on God? But I'll never forget that night down on my knees. I said, God, I said, if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. And the best way I could describe it, Brother Charlie, there's a hand reached further down than I could ever reach up. And it lifted me out of that horrible pit that I was in. I could not get out on my own. I could not escape it on my own. I couldn't even change my own heart. When I reached up to him, he reached down to me and he brought me up and he saved me. I love him because he's manifested himself to me many, many times. He's come through to me and he supplied needs. He has kept me for over 46 long years. Hallelujah. It was with Polycarp, Mike. He was one of the John, the Apostle John's contemporaries back then. Polycarp, they said, deny Jesus. Said, if you don't, we're going to burn you at the stake. Polycarp says, no. Said, how shall I give up on him whom I love that he saved? He saved me. He said, for 86 long years have I served him, and he's done me nothing but good. Hallelujah. They said, Polycarp went to that. They built a big pile of wood and set it on a fire, and Polycarp right in the middle of it. They said, as the fire began to lick up around him, he was a praise of the Lord and going out with his faith in Jesus. I'm telling you this morning that you can make it if you got a desire to serve God and to hold on. He'll pull you through the hard times and the tight places that you get in. If you've got a heart to serve the Lord, can I tell us here this morning that the Lord is a coming. He's even now at our door. I've never seen such an hour and a time that we're living in. It seems like a gross darkness as thick as a blanket that is over America and over the world. Oh, can I tell you, Jesus said, when you see these things that begin to come to pass, he said, the love of many will wax cold. He said, there'll be false Christ and false prophets and teachers that arise up and deceive many. He said, there'll be earthquakes in diverse places. And can I tell us here this morning, the earth is a trembling and she's a reeling and a rocking, and transgression is heavy upon it. And every time that there's an earthquake and the ground splits open, you know what it is. God said over there in Romans, Paul wrote, he said that we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth, hallelujah, in pain until now, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. The creation is a crying out. Man is a crying out. We're groaning within ourselves, Sister Maria. We're desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven, to lay off the mortality and to put on the immortal. Hallelujah to God. Can I tell us here this morning, it looks bad, and it's bad everywhere you look, and the news is bad, But can I tell you, there's a brighter day coming. There's a better day coming. Can you raise your little head and say, I know the troubles will be over when Jesus comes. If I'll be faithful unto death, hallelujah, and if I endure unto the end, I shall be saved. I started in this race a long time ago to run and to make it to heaven. I tell you what, I've made a lot of miles, and there ain't no time now to let up, no time to get on the sideline, but it's a time to run with everything that you got. Raise your hand. I want to run my last mile home. Jesus is coming in glory and power and might. He's coming for the redeemed and the church. He's coming to get us soon. And can I tell you to hold on a little while longer? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah to Jesus. I tell you, we can make it. We've been made more than a conqueror. Boy, not just a conqueror. He said that we've been made more than a conqueror through him that loved us and saved us by his grace. How many knows his grace will take us through?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Take heart, children. Take heart. Don't let your heart faint right now. Come on. I know there's troubles. I know there's trials. I know there's afflictions. A lot of you out there, you might be on Marco Polo. You're suffering things and you're going through things and you've got questions and you wonder and you're under the gun. And you feel the oppression. Oh, God. Oh, God. But just hold on just a little while longer. Keep a trust in the Lord. Keep praying. Keep praying. God's going to deliver. I said, God's going to help you. This morning, I want to deal with the Lord is saying to us, listen. He's just saying to you, put your wholehearted trust in me. Come on, in this hour we're living in, Jesus is saying, put your wholehearted trust in me. How many can say, I trust him? I trust him. It's needless for me to say this morning, yourselves know perfectly that the soon return and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is nigh. It's so close. It's so close. It's even at our door. Woo! It's even at our door. Is God knocking on your door? He's knocking on all his children's doors. He said, let me in in this hour. Let me fully come into your life. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. Get ready. God is getting his church ready. He's stirring his bride. Brother Jason said, I sat in one of the most high-powered services the other night, the New Year's Eve service. He said the atmosphere was charged. You know what God's doing? He's a stirring the bride. He's a stirring the church. I feel that this morning. He's a stirring. The Holy Ghost is stirring the hearts to get them ready, Brother Charlie. How many can say, I feel a stir in this last day? It ain't all bad. Come on, look up. Get your eyes on the Lord. There's where we need to look up.
Yes.
The stirring. He's a stirring the bride. The Holy Ghost, listen, is creating in her, the bride, a desire for her Lord to draw near to him. Give me a desire, Jesus, to walk close to you and to serve you and to get near to you. Hallelujah. If we ever needed a greater desire to draw closer to God, it is now. I believe the Lord is breathing new life into his church. Can I tell you, as a whole, the church world is not ready for Jesus to return. No, they ain't. But God's got a select few. God's got a remnant. God's got a true church that is within the professing church, and he knows them that are his. Can you say, I know that I've been bought with a price. I
I know that I've been born again. I know I've got the Holy Ghost. I know that I got the indwelling Spirit of God. It's not them that say, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into the kingdom of heaven, into the kingdom of God. But the Lord said, it's them that do my will and obey my laws and my word. Raise your little hand and say, Lord, help me to be ready. I want the witness of your Spirit down in my heart. Come on, tell him, Lord, pull on the strings of my heart. Let heaven's magnet pull my thoughts and my mind upon you. The Lord is a coming, Brother Jason. I said any day, any hour, at the cockcrow, in the morning, in the evening, in the midnight, there's coming a cry, behold, the bridegroom cometh. I go you out to meet him. Can I ask us this morning, have you got the oil? Have you got the Spirit? Is the light a burden? Is the flame a burden? Have you got oil in your vessel? Are you ready to say the Lord, to hear him say, come up hither and come away my fair one. I've come for my redeemed. I've come for my church to make themselves ready and wash their garments in the blood of the Lamb. Give him a wave offering. I want the blood applied. I want the Spirit. I want the Holy Ghost. I want the witness down in my heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo! God's a stirring. Don't let your troubles get you down. Get your eyes off of the world. Get it off in the news. Come on, I'm telling some people. Get it off in the news. Get it off in the politics. Get it off in the liberals. Get it off in the devil. Get it off in this world and get your mind stayed up on the Lord. Woo! The Bible said that we'll keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee because he trusteth in thee. God's a saying this morning, put your wholehearted trust in me.
Yes.
In me. You can't trust the government. You can't trust anybody, but you can trust Jesus.
Yes.
Man, you cannot put your confidence in. Man can let down. God won't. He's a stirring his church. He's getting them ready to get them out of here. I like that word rapture. It's called a catching away. They shall be caught away.
Woo!
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Lord have mercy. 1/700th of a second is the twinkling of an eye. You bat your eye, it's part of a second. But in the twinkling of an eye, you'd have to have a microscope and look in somebody's eye to see the twinkle, and it's 1/700th of a second. We're out of here. What? Glory to God forever. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Lightning. Light travels at 186 miles a second. Can you imagine how fast that'll be when Jesus, when the Father looks at his Son and says, now is the time to go get my bride? Woo! I just wonder if Jesus is getting exciting. Hallelujah. The Bible said, Jesus said, no man knows the day, no man knows the hour when the Son of Man cometh. Hallelujah. He said, I say unto you, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. He said, if the good man of the house had known of what hour the thief would come, he would have stayed up and he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken up. Therefore I say to be watchful and to wait for the coming of the Lord. And when he comes, he said he's coming as fast as the lightning that shines out of the east, even unto the west, farth of the west. How fast is that, Brother Tommy? Lightning can travel around the globe. Our earth is 24,900 100 miles around the center of it. And lightning can travel 7.5 times around the circumference of this earth in 1 second. Raise your hand and praise Him. You say, I'll get ready and I'll serve the Lord one of these days. When I get ready, I'll go to church. Come on, you don't have no promise of tomorrow. I'm telling you, it'll be too late when the trumpet sounds and when Jesus descends, hallelujah, the clouds of glory, and He calls us to come up hither. Hallelujah, He's descending with a shout and the voice of the archangel. Give Him a praise offering this morning. And when He comes, it'll be so fast, hallelujah, like lightning, to go around the earth 7.5 times. And all of them that are in the graves that died in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, they're coming up out of the grave when they hear the Son of God saying, come up. Hallelujah. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah. The Bible said He's coming as a thief in the night. Hallelujah. He said, I'm coming. Nobody knows the day or the hour. We're experiencing daylight on this side of the globe, Sister Maria. But on the other side, it's pitch dark and it's night. Can I ask us, are we ready this morning? Hallelujah. For Jesus to come.
Oh, Jesus.
Woo. Don't give up now. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hey, Lord, don't let your troubles get you down. Come on, don't let your trials zap you. Don't let it take and water you down and take your desire. Come on, don't let it depress you now. Don't get discouraged now. I feel the Lord. Our time here is short, and the Lord is getting ready to come. Just a few more days. Just a few more days. We're going to be out of here. Hallelujah. God's a stirring. He's getting His church ready. Time is close. It's time to awake out of our sleep. Is anybody out there sleepy? Spiritually?
Come on.
Are you on the verge of slumbering?
I guess so.
Come on. I know people's got conditions. Listen, they got physical conditions that they can't hardly keep their eyes open. If they sit down, they lay down. If they sit down, they nod off. It's one thing to have a physical condition like that. When I first got saved, I don't know why I'm saying this, but the drugs had just messed my mind up for over six years when I got saved because of the hard drug and the acid I took and all that. I'm not proud of that. But I'd have flashbacks in my mind. I'd have flashbacks. And when I got real tired and real sleepy, my head would drop over and I'd have flashbacks. But God healed me of that. It's one thing to have a physical problem, my friend, and you want to lay down and just lay there. It's one thing to not want to get up. You force yourself to do things. Depression will make you do that. Depression will come. Depression, oppression, get you to want to sit down, and you get the feeling, what's the use? If the fight goes out of you, the desire, the press leaves you, you're depressed. You want to lay down. You have no unction to get up and do anything. Seem like nothing. Nothing stirs you. That's one thing in the physical. But oh, when it hits the spiritual, Brother Charlie, when that old spirit of depression and discouragement gets in the heart and in the mind, it takes the life of God out of you. It takes the life of God out of you. And if you ain't careful, you'll let up. You'll quit praying. You'll lay your armor down. You'll lay your armor down. You'll lay your Bible down. You won't pick it up. Oh, God. Come on, say, Lord, wake me up. Wake me up, Lord. I might have physical problems, but I sure don't want a spiritual problem this morning. Come on, say, Lord, awake me out of my sleep, for now is my salvation nearer than it was when I first believed. It's time to cast off the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light. Get up. The message of the hour for God's people is true, church. Get up. Rise up. Fight back. God's going to pull you through.
Yes. Come on.
Oh, God.
calling. God's a calling. God's calling. Is he ringing your number? Is he ringing your number? A time of arousing, to arouse, has come, and a shaking has come. You might say this morning, how is God stirring his people? Why, preacher, is he stirring? Is he stirring? I want you to awake and be alert and ready. We've never been more close to the end than we are right now. And God wants us to be ready. God is calling to this world. It's time to turn to the Lord. It's time to seek the Lord while he may be found. It's time to call upon him and seek him in the hour that we're living in. Why is he stirring, Brother Jason? Why is God a shaking and a calling?
Come on now.
Listen. When you really, really, really want something good, you'll prepare and you will get ready for it because you really want it. You will long for it. You'll wait for it in anticipation. You'll hold on with hope until you get it. Hallelujah. I know it's a crude illustration and it's not really worth the spiritual part that I could get out of it, but I'll put it this way, using the natural to convey the spiritual. If you was wanting to go on a vacation to a place you'd never been, and you went and got a plane ticket to a faraway land where there was such a beautiful country, the beautiful landscape, where there was beauty and the grass was like a carpet green, the mountains and the valleys was clothed with flowers in a far distant land. And I would say to my wife and I, let us get a plane ticket and we'll fly away, hallelujah, to a far distant land on vacation to enjoy, just to get away for a little space and a little while. And I purchased those plane tickets. Listen, my plane, they said it's going to leave out at 7 a.m. in the morning. Do you think that my wife and I would wait till the very last day to get prepared because I'm afraid people will put it off too late and they'll forget something in their life? You can ask my wife. In the times that we went on vacation, and she's got a list of a paper that long, and all it's numbered all the way down, of the things that we want to take with us and the things that we'll need on vacation. And she'll go down the list and she packs the suitcases and she goes into the closet and she lays out the clothes and our shoes and the socks and everything that we'll need. Oh Lord. And she goes down that paper and checks each one of them off. I got this one packed and I got that packed and this is taken care of. You don't have to worry about this. Can you imagine to be on a faraway trip like that? Oh Lord, do you think her and I will get any sleep the night before our plane pulls out? I've done it over and over and over. Mary said, I couldn't sleep all night last night. I could not make myself go to sleep. I was thinking about our vacation. Woo! Do you think I'll dibble down around and be late for my plane? No. I believe with all of my heart. I say I got my ticket and I'm going to make sure that I get to the terminal. I'm going to be in that parking lot. I'm pulling in because I don't want the plane to leave without me. I give him a praise. Give him a wave offering. I'll get there early to make sure
I get on board, can I tell us, in the natural, there's things that are very critical and important to us, and we can stand to lose them if we don't take heed. We can forget things, but to forget the Lord in this hour and not be prepared and not be packed up is the most crucial thing that you could ever fail in.
Yeah.
Lord, holy God, you better believe I'd pull in. You better believe I'd be looking through that big 2-inch plate glass window out on that airport. Is that my plane? Is that my plane? Is that the jet I'm going to be riding on? Hallelujah. Praise him, church. Praise him. Jesus is a coming. I said, Jesus is a coming. Hallelujah. He's coming. Get on board. Get on board. Get on board. Prepare. Hallelujah.
If you really want something, you'll prepare for it.
Yeah, you will.
If it's in your heart, you ain't going to give up.
You just won't do it.
Yes.
You'll keep right on a fighting. You'll keep right on a going. You'll keep right on a ministering. You'll keep right on a singing. You'll keep right on a holding on. You'll keep a believing and trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise him, church. Praise him. Praise him. I want to be ready, Lord. I don't want to lose that feeling. Don't lose the feeling, the desire, the longing to go home. To go home.
More than anything.
Well, the curtain now has closed on 2020. I'm glad it did. Shut her tight and lock it. But listen, there's no going back to 2020. Everything that you've done, everything that you've said, every decision you've made, every place you've went, all the planning and everything that was made in 2020, the door shut on the past. Everything the government has done, everything that people all around you has done, it's in the past. We stepped into a new door. We've stepped now into the year of 2021, and only God knows what the year will hold. All I can tell you is that it's uncharted waters. We have not been here before. I know what God has stirred me. He stirred me 2 or 3 days on this. If Jesus tarries his coming, I don't know what this year will hold. But I do know one thing. I know who holds to my hand. And I believe that the Lord could come in 2021. As a matter of fact, he could come before the service is tonight. He's coming. 2021 is here. I know back years ago, this wasn't really in my notes, but they was worried, really worried, in 1999, and they called it the Y2K. How many's ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Well, they said that all the computers, and it runs our power grid, it runs the gas utilities, electric utilities all over the world. The power plants is hooked to the computer system. It's like a web. It goes around this world, and it's ran by computers, everything. Government, the banks is run by it. Houses is run by it anymore. Listen, cars is fully computerized. But they were worried in the year of 1999, and it got around and said, oh, goodness, what are we going to do because all the computers are going to crash? The country's going to shut down. The world will come to a screeching halt. There'll be nothing but pitch blackness in New York City of a night. The power grid, the electric, the gas, everything will shut off. What are we going to do? Y2K, Y2K. Everything will shut down. Our lives will shut down. What then? But you know, you'd be surprised at the people. I could tell you one right now, went to the store and they packed up with all kind of food. Stacked it in the room. Cans of meat and everything. Some had, they bought Coleman lanterns and they got, I don't know how many gallons of that special fuel that runs these Coleman lanterns. They bought containers to put gas in and kerosene in, and they bought generators to light their homes, getting ready, you know, for the great blackout and the great shutdown. But you know, you'd be surprised at the people that was stirred then. They were stirred then. Brother Earl, they got in church and started taking their families to church. It was a scare. Come on, I feel the Lord right here. I want more than a scare.
Right.
I want more than a scare that just lasts a little while. I want the fear of God. Raise your hand and praise Him.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. People start taking their families into the church and getting them in because they felt like they would lose everything and the house would go dark. What are we going to do? We need God. They'll call upon me. God said in Isaiah, was it? They'll call upon me when trouble comes. But God's wanting faithfulness in the good times and in the bad times. Your daddy told me many times, Brother Earl, he said, when you seek God when the sun's a shining, you won't have to worry when it's a raining. He'll be right there when it's a raining. If you seek Him when the sun's a shining, praise Him. Hallelujah this morning. Glory to God forever. Y2K come and gone. The computer stayed up. Listen. Hallelujah. Did those people that was running scared, did they hold on to the Lord? Did they serve God? No, they went back out into the world, right back to their entertainments and pleasures. They forgot all about God. But we're living in an hour. I don't know what the uncharted waters hold. But I want to know one thing. Jesus said to His disciples, get in a ship. We're going to go over to the other side. It was uncharted waters at that time.
Amen.
Woo! Little did they know. Hallelujah. When they set sail out in the middle of that lake, there would come a storm that would arise out of nowhere. Boisterous winds and the waves are crashing into the ship. They toiled and they labored to get it under control. The ship was completely out of control.
Yeah.
Waves, the Bible said, filled the ship. Filled the ship. And they were in jeopardy. Jeopardy. And they went down in the bow of the boat. Jesus had done told them, let us pass over unto the other side. I feel the Lord here. If the Lord says you can make it, I'm with you. I'm in your boat. We're going to the other side. And they ain't a storm. They ain't a wave that can overcome you. And you'll never sink. I feel the Lord. And you'll never go down. If you got Jesus on board, wave, give Him a wave offering. Yeah, it looked dark. It was stormy.
Amen.
They went rushing down into the bow of the boat, Sister Maria, and they shook Jesus. Woke Him up. Said, Master, well, you got that part right. He's still Master.
He's still Master.
Carest thou not that we perish? Don't you care? I can see Jesus. As He got up, He walked up the little wooden steps out on the bow of the boat. Being the Son of Man and the Son of God, I can see that boat was a-rocking. It looked like all hope was gone. I guess the disciples was wiping the water out of their eyes. It was filling their nose, the mist, and they was hanging on to the old wooden rails around the side of that ship. But they heard something. They heard something. This one that they had followed, that God called, they saw Him raise the dead. They saw Him feed the multitudes that was hungry. Listen. They saw Him open blinded eyes and cause the deaf to hear.
Yes.
And they heard something. And no doubt He raised His little hand, eternity's hand, in the flesh of a man and said, peace be still. Glory to God. Peace be still. And the Bible said the great storm became a great calm. And the disciples marveled and said, what manner of man is this that even the waves of the sea, the wind, obey Him?
Yes.
Jesus turns to His disciples, and I believe He's turning to a lot of us right now in this dark hour. We have questions. We have worries. We're fighting doubts and fears. I know what I'm saying. Jesus looked at him and said, "Where is your faith?"
Where is your faith?
Glory to God.
You're right.
Where is your faith?
Where's your faith?
How many times has Jesus said, "Fear not, it is I. Be not afraid." Let's praise him. Let's praise him. Fear not, it is I. Be not afraid. The scripture said they found themselves at the other side. They found themselves on the other side. Hallelujah. I tell you what, Sister Maria, it won't be very long. We'll find ourselves. We will cross over to that better side. I love you, Lord. I love you. We'll find our feet on heaven's sod. Glory to God forever. We're going across. Let us pass over. Have you got Jesus? I want to ask you this morning. Have you got Jesus? Your wholehearted trust is what I'm preaching on this morning. Put your wholehearted trust in God. He never fails. Have you got him? Do you know you have him? Have you got the witness in your heart that he's on board of your vessel? Oh, God. Uncharted waters. In retrospect, looking back on 2020, and I ain't going to hold this long. It was a troublesome year. You all know that. It was filled with troubles and trials. Not only did it shake the church and God's people, but it rocked the whole world. It has. It has. 2020 was called the year of shaking. That's what the preachers are calling it. Yeah, year of shaking. The year, it was an awful year of shaking. A pandemic that Jesus calls a pestilence. A noisome pestilence. That would come in the last days right before he returns, has swept the whole world. This microscopic germ has rattled our globe. It has affected every family. It has.
Yes.
Many thousands have died across the world. Millions have lost their jobs. Businesses have closed. Lockdowns, home confinement, masks, quarantine, and COVID vaccines are now the common bywords that you hear every day. The government and the media. So why the shaking? Why the shaking? Why all of this, God? Why, Lord? Why the suffering and why the trouble? It's to get people to look up and turn to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's to get people to look up and turn to God. That's the reason. I know what I'm preaching. The government does not have your help. They don't have your hope. Glory. Politics is not your answer. God is a shaking the land to get people to put their trust in him. God always shakes the land before he empties it.
Amen.
He'll shake it before he empties it. Woo! God is getting ready to separate the righteous from the wicked. A separation is coming. Get ready. The Lord is a shaking the sieve. He's putting souls that's in this world in a sieve. It's sifting time. Who's going to serve the Lord? Who's going to stay true to him? Who's going to endure the shaking and be ready to be called out of here? God is a shaking this world like a sieve. He's a separating the wheat from the chaff. Will you be the golden grain that he'll save and take into his holy garner? Raise your hand and praise him. I want to be saved. God's a shaking the land, Brother Jason. He's a shaking the world. He's a shaking homes. He's a shaking families. Put your faith in God. I said, put your hope and trust in the Lord.
Yes.
Woo! Hey, God, hallelujah. I want to be ready as they come to the piano. My goodness, I've got 7 more pages. I got to shut this off. Would you stand with me this morning?
Oh, God.
Are you in a sieve? Come on. Does it seem like your family's there? You feel the shaking? You see the shaking? Come on now. Come on. You know what God's doing? God's allowing these things to come to separate the true from the false, the bad from the good, the wheat from the chaff.
Yes.
I want to hold on. I said I want to be that golden grain to trust in the Lord. Let's find a place to pray right here this morning. As they come to the piano and begin to sing, I could have went on and on and on. My heart's a burning. My heart's a stirred within me. Can I tell us, don't be discouraged. Come on, don't be depressed now. Get up. It's time to get up. Rise, rise. Get your Bible. Begin to pray. Begin to pray and call on God. Come on, right now's the time. There's a shaking going on. Don't you know it? Hallelujah. Jesus is a-coming. The groom is a-coming for the bride. Of your eternal soul, your life, leaning on Jesus. Tell the Lord often, I said, I'll tell him, Lord, I'm leaning on you all the eternal weight of my soul. Every atom of my being, every fiber of my soul, I'm leaning on you. And what great big arms that he has to cradle you, sustain you, and hold you up. Above all the bad around you, lean on him.
He's teaching,
teaching.
And I'm loving to lead. Oh, I'm learning to lead. Yes, I'm learning to lead. I'm learning to lead.
I'm learning.
I'm learning to lean on Jesus.
Fear not, children, fear not. Fear not. Jesus. Jesus. I found his peace. So serene.
So serene.
Hallelujah.
And all that he has is a child I trust. The Lord that is learning to me.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I'm learning.
You that are out there watching Marco Polo, why don't you just slip your little hand to Jesus? Glory to God. I'm a lady, Lord. And I don't know what the future holds, but I do know who holds the future. Hallelujah.
Power than I ever dreamed.
that fills my soul. I just can't explain. Since the day I made Jesus my King, His blessed Holy Spirit, He's leading my way. He's teaching, and I'm learning to lead. Oh yes, Lord, learning to lead,
He's teaching me, and I'm learning.